The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
People always say, oh, my family's got drama. My family's got drama. But your family's got probably given you trauma.
Oh.
It's such a tough word, right?
T-R-A-U-M-A. Dana with the bars.
U-M-A. It's true, though. When you go through, like, fighting and all this weirdness with your family like I did, you do have trauma left, mentally, even physically, that feeling of anxiety
before you get together. You got that emotional baggage that you carry
with
you.
Man, I'm telling you. And you could take that on to relationships. You could pass it on to your kids.
Yep. And, well, maybe somebody listening to us divulge into our family trauma and drama will help them get through their holiday season.
Yeah, and right? How do you cope with it? How do you cope with it? We actually have...
Lots of alcohol and marijuana.
No, none of alcohol and marijuana. No, we have a family therapist, an expert, who's offering advice. So let's take a listen now. Maybe have one of your family members take a listen to the podcast. This Thursday morning, I would like to welcome you. I would like to welcome you to the Dana Cortez Show. And I want to thank my husband for being such a giving, caring man. Let's talk about what he was doing earlier this week. Welcome. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic participated in an event for, you know, the holidays are getting close. There's
for
all these charity
kids,
events
yeah.
for foster
oh, that's
children.
Beautiful, brother.
And he called me and he talked to me the entire ride home about the kids, the ages, you know, from little kids, 3 to teenagers. And it's that time of year that we start thinking about it. But when it comes to foster kids, we talk about foster kids a lot here on the show because they need help year round.
Yes.
They need you to volunteer. If you can't do something monetarily, let me tell you something. Your time is invaluable.
Right, because they just need to know somebody cares for them.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is, because right. that was what I was thinking about at the event. I'm like, some of these kids probably think that nobody loves them, and we're all here because we have love for them. But my grandparents always had foster kids in and out of the house, so I've been around foster system my entire life. And what foster parents do for those kids is amazing.
DJ Automatic's family is really Catholic, and they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. He said that there would be anywhere between 4 and 6 people, foster children at this house at any given time, raising the kids. In fact, when your grandpa passed away, weren't there a lot of the foster children that showed up
to his funeral? Yeah, a lot of them came to the funeral, yeah.
Yeah, so if you can give your time, look up, just Google foster children in your community and donate some time. So there's our little public service announcement. I don't want to start crying or anything because it really, you know.
But if you can help those kids out, please do.
Please do. And also remember, when they age out, when they turn 18, a lot of times they don't have anywhere to go. So
that's
there are organizations
that
help
that
them as
they
well.
They need the help the most.
Oh, right. Anthony. Through the entire process, they need the help. They need the help. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll keep the positive vibes rolling along with the Great American Smokeout, all right?
Oh, please.
This is
please.
Encouraging people to put the nicotine down, put the cigarettes down, y'all. Come on.
I just got to tell you something. If you smoke cigarettes, you stink. Your breath stinks. Your hair stinks.
At
your
this
house
point,
stinks.
It's kind of passe, too, right?
I mean, it's so bad for you. We know now.
Also, there's some people just going through stress, and that's the way they cope, right? So put them down.
It makes you more stressed.
Yeah,
I know you don't think it does, but it makes you more. Your heart beats faster when you smoke cigarettes.
And you definitely don't look cool.
Nah.
We're honoring the arguably the most powerful man in entertainment. It is Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Oh, come on.
Come mess with the mouse.
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Anyone working for Disney, that's what they told me. Don't you mess with the mouse.
Speaking of Disney, we got National Princess Day.
Oh, I love that. I love that princess. When I was little, I think I loved Snow White for sure. I always loved Snow White because I had dark hair. Now it's gray. I diet gray, okay, people? Well, who's your favorite princess, DJ Automatic?
Princess? I don't have a favorite princess. I would say my favorite Disney character has got to be Stitch.
Oh. I love Stitch.
How
oh, my
you,
gosh.
I don't have a favorite princess, dude.
Because who's going to be my favorite? Well, then the Little Mermaid girl, Ariel.
The Little Mermaid girl. See?
And but this I probably is why like Sebastian more than I like her.
Yeah, my favorite princess is Drake.
Baby. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Coping with family, that's a big conversation, and some of us have been doing it our entire lives. We learn to cope differently, even as children, you know, year-round, not just the holidays. Huh. And here we go, we're getting all back together again. Woohoo! It's going to be beautiful, but you also know there might be a little drama. So before I share this expert advice from family psychologist, he's a psychiatrist and behavioral therapist. His name is Thomas C. Leon. I wanted to talk a little bit about ourselves and our family and how we learn to cope.
My approach to this is interesting because you talk about family gatherings, but I've said this before. My family never really had large gatherings.
Yeah,
so for
Anthony,
me,
yeah.
I had to learn how to cope with not having that, right?
Like, is it something you craved?
Yeah, as a little kid, who doesn't want the Hallmark type thing, right, of the whole family getting together? together and what you see on TV.
Right, that Lifetime television vibe.
Exactly. So yeah. A young man learning how to like understand that my family's just not built like that is interesting. Now, later on in life, I'm very, very, very grateful for it because it makes ours a lot easier after hearing about you and your family stressing over like who's going to cook what or do this. And, you know, that's a lot.
For me, I started out with the big family gatherings because my mom, you know, she's got 10 brothers and sisters. You know, my dad has a pretty
Irish
big,
Catholic automatic, yeah, Irish so, Catholic. Like,
but then when we moved across the country, it just became us six. And so it was just always us six. And it was Christmas was always really small. But I mean, it was always good. For us, there was no drama because it was just normal
just
household thing.
You,
yeah. It was
your
literally
siblings,
my immediate family. We never had anybody over because we moved from Minnesota to New Mexico. We didn't have any family there. So.
And for me, I know that my mom, you know, we talk about this a lot now. And I love that we're at this point in our relationship. I love my mom so much. We have a beautiful relationship. We didn't have any of that. What you're saying, Anthony, what Automatic is saying, we would try to get together and it was just so chaotic and violent. And, you know, my grandmother was a schizophrenic. My uncle was an alcoholic. Just mental illness in the family. So it was a lot. And as a little girl, I realized now when I was 2, 3, 4 years old, I would absorb myself. I know it's crazy in books. I started reading really early and I would pretend to be the characters. That's how I would cope. I would live like in another life in my head. I would tell people that I lived the life in these books. And now I realize it's because I was trying to escape the craziness in my family. This expert, his name is Thomas C. Leon. He said, number one, you have to have realistic expectations. When you expect Hallmark Lifetime, and you know you're going to get baby kids kind of stuff, it's not going to happen.
I'm not even going to say baby kids. Like, my family was all military-based, right? So the only ones who lived in our hometown was me, my grandma, and then my one cousin who was...
So it was a small gathering.
Yeah, it was a small gathering of 4 people.
Here's something else he says. You got to keep potentially upsetting topics off limits. One of the things my family...
Don't talk about politics.
Well, not just that. Hold on. No. My family's very guilty of bringing up the past.
Oh.
Constantly. I oftentimes don't even remember what some of them are talking about because I think that's another gift that I developed early to cope. Forget and move forward.
Yeah, my mom be getting real spicy after some Chardonnay and she's been cooking all day. She be,
while
she
that's be the number one thing this man says. He says, don't drink too much. Don't drink too much.
That was always a problem in my house. The drinks start flowing and people start getting a
too
little
much vino,
aggressive. Yeah.
And then you add liquor into that.
Ooh.
That's a whole different conversation right there.
And then the Primo shows up with a 30 pack, dude. And we're deep. We're deep in here.
Man, them 30 packs were big in my household Thanksgiving, Christmas. The Bud Light 30 pack, the cans.
And yeah, you got to make room for it in the refrigerator.
Oh, my gosh. And the most important thing that Mr. Leon says is accept that the only thing you can control is your reaction. Let me tell you something I learned. And it took me years of radio to understand this because I feel like we're in therapy. We have to speak truth every single day. And that's really what therapy is. We're creatures of habit. My life as a young person and my whole family, my whole family has always been drama. And so when there's no drama, people are uncomfortable and they got to start drama. And what you got to do is stop it. You cannot be drawn into the drama. Whoever starts picking, whoever brings up the past, whoever does whatever, you just shut it down, change subjects, and move forward.
Ooh, drama blocker.
Yeah, you got to be a drama blocker. There you go. I feel like this is an important conversation. We should continue this one online. How do you cope with family drama and trauma?
Okay.
Because that's what it really is.
Can I add one more that my mom used to always tell us too? She always said, don't worry about packing in, you know, making this special over this, like, turkey dinner because we spread our love throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? The way you could ease the stress of everything is keep open lines of communication. Stay getting together throughout the year. Just don't make one dinner make it so stressful.
Mama Doris hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Like, people want to make this big deal out of this meal. And I realize it is, you know, it's a holiday and whatnot. And also, but at the end of the day, as long as you have love throughout the year, don't put so much pressure on one day. It's not that big a deal.
And also, it's okay to love from afar.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you're thinking about introducing your new man or your new woman to your parents, hold up, okay? Because I've got expert advice coming up. I know the holidays around the corner, but in case you missed it, I'll tell you what this psychologist Rachel Sussman says about introducing your lover to your parents. All right, DJ Automatic, you first.
Get ready for this one, okay?
Apple will let iPhone users repair their own devices.
Thank you.
Ooh,
thank you, the ghost of Steve Jobs. Yeah.
The company announced a new program that will make spare parts for the Apple products available to purchase starting early next year. The program is going to be known as the Self-Service Repair Program. It will let you, you know, fix your broken devices using the repair manuals that Apple will now post on its website.
This is groundbreaking news, because if you've ever had to wait in that line at an Apple store, no.
So there's going to be over 200 different parts and tools that are going to be available. You're going to be able to fix your iPhone 12 and your iPhone 13, and then pretty soon here, you're going to be able to fix your MacBooks, too, if they have an M1 chip.
Interesting. So you can't do your iPhone 11, right? So
no.
Because they want you to buy the 12 and 13.
And I know you want to shout out Steve Jobs and always start out the go, but also shout out Tim Cook for bringing it home. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, dude.
So you're right.
You know, the program's going to launch next year, but they haven't put out the prices of what it's going to like cost to fix your screen or fix your camera or whatever it is.
Well, as an Apple alum, right, I wouldn't be doing my Apple employee alum. I wouldn't be doing my job if I wouldn't encourage everybody. This is another reason why you should always get the protection plan.
All right, everybody, I'm not trying to go on an
Apple protection plan spill, but it's really worth it if you can spring the extra money.
So if my phone breaks, am I going to be able to bring it to you and you'll be able to fix it now?
No, you better take it into the Genius Bar, baby. That's above me. Hey, so, yo, in case you missed it, your favorite fast food spot might be slowing down when it comes to the drive-through. A fast food industry survey says that wait times are now up to 6 minutes and 22 seconds, which is a whole minute longer than it was pre-pandemic.
There's so many different reasons. Number one, people don't want to work for these wages that you can't live on, so they're quitting, so there's not enough employees. Number two, there's more people in line now because of the pandemic. Now we're eating out more. Yep. During the pandemic, we're staying home cooking.
Nobody goes inside to eat anymore.
Yeah, nobody wants to go inside, so there's just more people in line in general. I think, though, that the industry is responding. I just saw an article. McDonald's in some cities is offering $21 to $25 an hour to work. Because you can't expect folks who learned during the pandemic, oh, wait, I can go do something else and make more money. I don't have to work for $2 an hour as a waitress and depend on the benevolence of somebody coming in. Oh, I don't have to work for $9 an hour at a fast food joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, so exactly. They're going to have to step it up.
Another benefit of this, too, is, you know, America could use less fast food. We're already fat.
Cook at home. Hey, speaking of cooking, who's cooking for Thanksgiving at your family's house? I don't know who's cooking, but when should you take your lover with you? When should you take your new boyfriend or your new girlfriend over? Well, according to relationship expert and psychologist Rachel Sussman, don't introduce anyone to your parents unless it's a serious, committed relationship. And usually that's after at least 4 or 5 months. Don't do anything under that.
I just think it's a bad idea to take somebody to be introduced at for the first time at a family gathering. I think it should be done separate, and then you could bring them into the family
gathering. Why do you think that?
Yeah, because it's a lot of pressure on that person.
Yeah, right? And then you're just kind of there. Yeah, I understand that. I've been in
that situation, and it sucks.
You were the person, or you brought
I was the
somebody.
Person that was introduced to an entire family, and there's 50 of them. You can't remember anybody's
And you're
name.
Just sitting there in the corner, like you don't know what to do.
Exactly.
I also like to remember, if you haven't been sober around that person, don't introduce them to anybody in your family.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. You'll be surprised how many chicks I'll hook up with, and I'll be like, I have not been sober around you at all. It happens.
I don't even know your last name.
Exactly. I've never even seen you in the daylight. So
I don't remember ever having to introduce someone to my family without feeling so nervous about it. Because, you know, I've talked about my family being crazy, but I mean it. Sometimes they'll say things that are just wild. Luckily, Automatic's family is just as loco as mine, so we were made for each other. We were made for each other. All right, 4 to 5 months, okay? You just started dating someone. Do not introduce them to the parents yet. Give it a little time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Britney Spears is calling out her family members. She's teasing a conversation with Oprah, but more importantly, she's letting us in to what I feel like was a hell on earth for her. I've got some audio I'm gonna play for you right now. It's a lot. This story and more is Daily Dirt Time, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Fabulous, celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also have our friend Mike Epps celebrating his birthday. And from iCarly, Nathan Chris celebrating his birthday. He played Freddie.
Oh, I love it.
I love Freddie.
Me too. All right, so this is gonna be tough. Young Dolph was shot yesterday in Memphis. And he, from what we knew of him, he was a very good man. He was a good person. He was cordial to us. You know, the time we spent with him, and I get tired of saying this, to have to come on the radio and talk about another young man in the hip-hop world who has died It is frustrating. I wish we could have a better discussion on how to stop this.
Stop. Yeah. Right. How do you have a better discussion on it? Right. Cause especially as a brown man, I recently lost a friend to gun violence less than a month ago. And I can only speak from my perspective. It was brown on brown crime. And it's like, we're wiping each other out. And I don't know the details of this, but either way, that was like Young Dolph, when it comes to his music, was one thing, but him has the business mind and what he did for independent artists what he represented as like the overall American dream. He just lost a lot right there.
I just want to know what's going on in Memphis, because it seems like this story keeps coming out.
You know what it is?
Over.
We got to be real. You get to a certain level, you got to exit the gang mentality, the gang activity, and then you try to help. You got to reach back and help in that community so that no one else there has to make those choices either. And that's hard, which is why, and we'll talk about this later on, Kanye and Drake coming together means more than just Kanye and Drake putting on a concert. This is two black men that were fighting in public, making up for the betterment of Larry Hoover, getting him out of prison. It's so deep. That's why Dave Chappelle was at Drake's house. So we'll talk about that a little later. Now we're going to, you know, get a little lighter. Let's talk Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. Everybody said they're not going to make it. 1 year later, they're celebrating.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Dude. Hell yeah. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Just another monogamous American man. Just like they make them now, all of us.
No, apparently not, because Kanye West has a new girlfriend.
Oh.
Her name is Venetria. I've got that picture up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Inside the story, she's a 22-year-old Instagram model. Stunning.
Bro.
Beautiful woman. And of course, he's hanging out at Drake's house. The concert is going to happen in LA. I mean, Drake and Kanye on the same stage. This is to bring awareness to hopefully free Larry Hoover, who's in prison, Chicago gang leader back in the day, now wants to bring people together. Going to go down December 9th. We may be able to give some tickets away. We're working on that. We will be covering this event live.
It was the great American entrepreneur, Jay Prince, who actually squashed the beef between these two, right?
The only person in the world that could have squashed this beef is Jay Prince.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you a little story. From day one, when I moved to Houston, they told me, do not ever disrespect Jay Prince. That was literally my day one on the radio. Do not disrespect Jay Prince, because your life will change from that point on.
I posted a photo of Jay Prince, Kanye, and Drake on a timeline, again at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I don't know who you tagged, Anthony, but Jay Prince is like, he's got his fingers in a gun, and your friend said, you know, that finger gun is loaded.
Yeah.
I died.
Jay Prince, let's take your powers and let's apply them to the student loan crisis
there
in America.
You go.
Come on, Jay Prince. Come on, buddy.
Please. All right. So the power of the people is what freed Britney Spears. That's what she said. The power of the people. She says that, you know, her family, they're evil. Says she might sit down with Oprah Winfrey and talk about everything. Here's some of what was going on in her life when her father, Jamie, was her conservator.
I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference, and I'm grateful for that.
As a woman, like an adult woman, to not be able to control my finances, my body. This woman was forced to have an IUD, not to make choices for my body. Some man telling me what to do with my body. It disgusts me. And what this is doing, though, is raising awareness that there are other people, not as famous as Britney, that are going through this very situation. Conservatorships, although when needed, and let's be real, at the beginning, it was necessary for her. Good. But for 13, 14 years, for her family to control her finances and live off of her, it's a shame. And I hope that anyone going through it now is able to resolve their issue as well.
When she said she didn't have an ATM card, that's
the part that caught my attention. She couldn't do anything. Yeah, she couldn't drive. No driver's license.
She makes millions, like hundreds of millions of dollars.
She made nothing. They kept everything.
Yeah, and she can't get a little bit of cash? Come on.
Putting her to work when she did the Vegas residency and learning that she didn't have any access to any of that money, that's just cruel. So shout out to Britney for being free.
Real. All right, shout out to you for making it happen. Free Britney.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're looking for something different for your holiday dessert, I've got just the thing right now in food news. It is time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Oh my gosh, the first hashtag is insane. I feel like it's a miracle. A father and daughter boarded his plane, and within 30 minutes, radar lost them. Authorities used the father's cell phone number to ping his location, but couldn't get it right. And then they found out that the daughter had an iPad, and they pinged it, matched coordinates, and located them hours later in below 30-degree weather in the snowy mountains. Both were near hypothermia.
Damn.
Both huddled together trying to stay warm, injured but safe. He was so disoriented when the authorities got there. He was frightened. He didn't know what was going on. They're okay, and they're alive, and they're in a hospital right now.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, technology has changed things. Had it not been for the cell phone and the iPad, they would not have been found. So that was a great story.
Thanks, Steve Jobs. Girl.
And then finally...
Yeah, that's a great
It is a great...
Story.
Yes, it really is. All right, now in food news, if you want something different for Thanksgiving dessert, how about the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie?
What?
Hershey says this will feed 48 people. You can buy it online for $44.99, but you better hurry because there's only 3,000 being made. The pie weighs 4 pounds. That's the exact amount of weight you're going to gain when you eat one slice.
Damn.
Just kidding. Fattening Reese's pie. Does that sound good?
So it's just like a big Reese's cup?
A big one. Yes, but it's baked and it's pie.
I hate to break a recess, but low-key it already sold out.
No!
Yeah.
No! No!
You know America wasn't going to let that sit around.
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe there's somebody listening who can figure out how to make it. And if you share the recipe with me, I'll throw it up on social media.
I mean, how are you going to make that chalky peanut butter all by yourself?
It does taste like sand. See, you just admitted it tastes like dirt. I told you. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with this is a serious one. The Great American Smokeout, y'all.
Put the butts down. Don't ever pick them up. Cigarettes suck.
And shout out to the American Cancer Society for doing what y'all do, too.
Yes, sir.
We also have National Princess Day.
All right. My favorite princess is Belle. I'm kind of like her. I like books.
My favorite princess.
Does that make me the Beast?
You said it automatic.
Shout out to my niece. You're my favorite princess.
Aww.
And we'll wrap it up on celebrating the most powerful man in entertainment or the most powerful mouse. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Hey, Mickey Mouse. What would the world be like without Disney? I don't want to know.
Whoa.
My favorite Disney movie. Oh, this is so hard. Let me think. I love Toy Story. I love The Lion King. I love Coco. There's so many to choose from. You know what we should do later?
Are we just choosing one?
It's hard.
I picked three. You can get one.
Because Disney's even taken over the X-Men franchise.
I know!
Come on. Dude.
How do you choose?
I definitely love Inside Out. That's a great movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Up
I cry every time.
Lilo and Stitch, though, is a classic.
Oh, my God. That one. Moana. No. We should count down best Disney movies later on for the holidays. Like, to watch with your family.
Oh, y'all left out Nemo?
Next month.
Just keep swimming.
Huge launch, Dory. Right. Come on.
We are counting them down next month.
Elsa.
Favorite Disney family movies.
I know.
There's so much.
Let go.
So much, I'm telling you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever been told you look like a celebrity? Someone said, you look like so-and-so. This man who's been going viral on social media says that people think he looks like Drake. He even carved the little heart in his hair.
The little CLB heart.
The little CLB heart. And now he's making appearances at parties for $5,000 as fake Drake.
What the fuck?
So he's 22 years old, and a man says that he has been getting DM after DM from up-and-coming rappers who are having their, like, VIP parties.
That's
They're introducing
funny.
New music. And they just straight up say, we can't pay Drake. He's too expensive. So can you come hang at our party for $5,000? We'll get you Airbnb, pay for the flight, and the 5Gs. And he's like, hell yeah, why not?
That's that.
So he knows.
He doesn't even look like Drake that much.
I like to see somebody cashing in on like the whole, like, this looks like the Wish version of Drake. So now you can really have it. That's
the
cool.
Great value version of Drake is real. And he's making money.
The uncertified lover boy.
I'm upset.
I love it.
You know what the real Drake does love? Wine.
Yeah.
He's a sensitive guy.
Yeah,
he likes the vino.
Maybe the real Drake is the one who bought the $1 million bottle of wine from California.
Damn.
What?
What? Yes. A bottle of California wine auctioned off for a record-breaking $1 million. But here's a plot twist. No one can figure out why.
Catalina wine mixer.
Is it special wine?
No.
Is it gold wine?
The 6-liter bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon. There we go. Was actually made 2 years ago in the California Glass Slipper Vineyard. And a normal 6-liter bottle can go for $185.
Well, so, you said it was a glass slipper. It's a Cinderella wine, baby.
No.
It's a Cinderella wine.
That's some sort of shady business. Somebody just paid somebody off, and they're like, I'll just buy that wine for you. Well, hopefully this guy wasn't drunk when this train hit his Amazon truck and sliced it in half.
Is he okay?
The train was going 80 miles per hour, and the driver was deaf in one ear and didn't hear him coming.
What? Oh my gosh, this is so scary.
The driver managed to escape unhurt.
Whoa.
The truck was literally split in half. You know, the train going 80 miles per hour is going to split anything in half. And guess what? Nobody on the train was hurt either. Nobody was hurt.
Goodness. So it just literally slices the Amazon truck right in half.
Yes.
Look, everybody's
fine. At 80 miles per hour.
Everybody's fine. I'm glad. How are my packages?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
November 18th here inside the Dana Cortez Show. And it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with some birthdays. We got Mr. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S celebrating today. It is Fabulous' birthday.
You plus me, it equal better math. Your boy a good look, but she my better half.
Happy birthday, Fabulous.
All right, the next birthday we got, it is Mike Jones' birthday.
It's so cliche, but who?
Mike Jones.
I love Mike Jones' music. He was kind of a jerk back in the day. But hopefully he's learned his lesson.
I would think he has. Last time I interviewed him in 2018, he was a great guy. Shout out to his record label, Money Train.
Nice.
And I think the most simplistic, creative flow to come out the South in recent memory.
All right, now we're going to 1985 because on this day, the world was introduced to a 16-year-old LL Cool J.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell. I excel. They are fell. Gonna cocktail double.
Ooh, the lip liquor is all grown up now.
The story goes that an NYU student, Rick Rubin, and a promoter named Russell Simmons, they founded this independent record label you might have heard of, named Def Jam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From there, they released LL Cool J's debut album, Radio. It went gold in the first year, and then it went platinum in 1988. LL Cool J was the biggest solo act in hip-hop at this time.
Well, Def Jam was built on his back.
Him and the Beastie Boys, yes. Yeah. Now, today in 2006, Jay-Z put some serious miles on his private jet when he played 7 30-minute shows across the U.S. in one day to promote his comeback album, Kingdom Come.
Show me what you got, Charlie. Show me what you got, baby. Hands up, baby.
That's one of my favorite Jay-Z songs of all time.
Well, a lot of people like that album. Sold 680,000 first week, and it continued his run of number one albums.
This album was critically trashed, though. After Life on a Beach Chair, this album takes a drastic. Nobody remembers like the last 8 songs of his album. There was 30 something, Show Me Something, and after that,
Lost Ones was a good track.
Yeah, those two, and that's it.
All right, last on this day in 2019, 6ix9ine was arrested by federal agents in relation to racketeering and firearm charges.
I know you don't like me. You want to fight me. You don't want no problems at your party. Don't invite me.
6ix9ine and 5 other members of the Trayway gang faced a trial and were sentenced to prison. But we all know one of them got out very, very early, and he goes by the name 6ix9ine. And now everybody knows that 6ix9ine is a snitch.
That's not his name. His name is Rata.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A recent survey of over 2,000 Americans recently revealed that pumpkin pie is America's favorite pie. But what about number 2 through 5? Let's see if we agree with this list, DJ Automatic. I was talking to two dudes.
I don't know if they're going to be able to handle this controversy. One studio.
All right. So Instacart, the food delivery service, does their annual Turkey Day expose where they survey 2,000 Americans and they get some numbers for that, too. Did you know more Americans, Automatic, right now like dark meat over white meat?
Really? I'm a white meat guy.
You're in the minority of that, brother.
Yeah.
And right. So also within this Turkey Day expose, they also go on to list down the favorite pies of America. So we'll kick it off at number 5. DJ Automatic, we have the cherry pie.
An amazing pie. Is it as American as, you know, cherry pie? It can't be left off the list.
I don't know if that's a saying, but we're going to go right along next.
It's as American as apple pie.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Messed that one up.
Number 4, cream pie. Are you mad?
By far my favorite pie.
My favorite kind of cream pie is a key lime pie.
That's amazing. There's the coconut, the chocolate, the peanut butter, the banana cream pie.
I think this might be one of the most overrated pies of all pies, the pecan pie.
I'm here for a pecan pie.
What?
Pecan pie is delicious. It is a grandma pie, but it's still good.
There's always extra pecan pie because nobody likes it. Number 2, Automatic, this is the one you're waiting for. Apple pie.
Everybody loves apple pie.
All right, and it's
I'm going to take a cream pie over an apple pie every day.
Really?
And that is American as apple pie.
And of course, our number one pie when it comes to the holiday season is the pumpkin pie.
I mean, is it overrated?
No. But you know what's underrated? The whipped cream.
There we go, my cream theory. Cream pie is the best pie there is.
Let us know if you agree with this list. At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic. The Dana Cortez Show returns tomorrow. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic, I think you said something really smart. You always said something smart. But inside today's episode, you said you should never take your partner to meet your parents for the first time to a holiday function or a birthday or something like a big family event, because there's already an enormous amount of pressure.
And there's already going to be drama no matter what. I've never been to a family function where there's not drama. That is not the place to introduce somebody.
You said, you're like, I'm sitting in the corner. I don't know anybody's name. I don't know what's going on here.
I'm just surprised that family drama is undefeated at all your gatherings, Automatic. Okay. You guys always, everything always ends in drama?
I mean, no, not every time.
No, but, not every time.
Not every time. I mean,
Automatic would always leave early.
There you go. That's the key right there.
Don't wait to leave. That is a big
question. Yeah. We were like the first ones out the door in his house.
Well, I mean, first ones out the door, but it depends. Like, if we're on my side of the family, it's like 1 minute and you're out the door. But if you're like in a Hispanic family.
In my family, it's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours goodbye.
To leave. All right. Here's more of the podcast.